My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hi. For this week's podcast, I'm going to look at the ballad What's New. The roadmap for this song can be found on page 290 in my book. This song originates from 1938, where it was originally called I'm Free. The music was written by Bob Haggart, who's a bass player. The following year, Johnny Burke wrote lyrics to it, and it was retitled What's New as a vocal version. That's where the song originates from. There's quite a lot of recordings of this song since that time. Notable ones are the Tad Dameron group with Fats Navarro taking it as a trumpet feature. And there's a version by Charlie Parker with strings also. And there's another trumpet feature version by Clifford Brown. So let's have a look at the analysis for this song. It's the classic 32-bar structure, as you might expect. AABA form, so three of the sections are almost identical, the A sections, and then there's a contrasting bridge B section. But if you look at the song, you'll notice that actually the A's and the B's are also almost identical, and if you know the song, you'll know that the melody for the A's and the B's are almost identical as well. What happens is the bridge merely modulates up a fourth, and pretty much the same melody and the same chords are used, but just in a different key. So if you look at the roadmap, you'll see, you know, it's very, very rectilinear shapes that you'll see in here. You know, everything's, every line is almost identical. The only differences are that you'll see at the end of the second A, there's a bootstrap launcher to get you into the bridge. And at the end of the bridge, there's a backslider launcher to get you back to the key that you need to be in for the A section. So let's look at one of those A sections. So it starts off at home. This is written out in the key of C, and we have on for the first measure to show that we start off at home on the tonic chord for the key of C. Then we have a half Nelson join, which means that we go down a whole step and we join to the next break, which happens to be a cadence, a regular cadence here. And so we have a regular cadence in A flat because we're starting on B flat minor 7. And this gets us to, in the third measure, resolved on the A flat major 7 chord. And then we have a bauble join, which means that we go a diminished fifth or an augmented fourth from where we were on the resolved chord, A flat major 7. We go to the D half diminished chord to do a launcher back to the original key. But you'll notice that the color here is now gone blue. So we're actually, even though we're going back to the what looks like the original key here, it's the parallel minor. So instead of going back to C major, we're going back to C minor. Second half of the A section, we have a plain old turnaround, a pot, but again it's blue, so it's a minor version of a pot, which means that we have A half diminished and D half diminished instead of the minor 7 chords we might expect to be there. And immediately following that, to end the first A section, we have another pot, but this time the regular kind of pot that we would expect for a major key. So we're back in the parallel major, if you like, having been in the parallel minor. And that is the whole first A section. And every other section in the song takes that form. So really, that's the whole song analyzed. So let's look at those two extra joins that I mentioned earlier on. At the end of the second A section, we see a bootstrap launcher. And as we've come to know, this is the one which gets us to four. This is the one that starts, you know, at 2-4 and back or whatever you might expect. It's very common for bridges to be in key four, to start out in key four. And that's exactly what this bridge does. And to get from key one in the last two measures of the second A section, we need to do a bootstrap join into a launcher to get us to the F major 7. So C major 7, G minor 7, C7, F major 7. Now at the end of the bridge, the B section, we end up on F major 7, and we need to get back to the key of C, and so the join that we would expect is a backslider, because that's the one that takes us back round the cycle rather than forwards round the cycle. And so we see the join, the backslider, which is basically going to a launcher that starts on degree 6. So we were on F major 7, we backslide, we go to a D half diminished G7 to get us to C again, to start the final A. Sometimes the end of the bridge, rather than being an F major 7, can be an F minor 7. But that's really just colour, and it doesn't make much difference. It's up to you which you play there. It's not affected by the melody, and so it's pretty open to interpretation. Now, one very last thing to say about this song is, looking at this combination of joins that you see in the first half of all the sections. So we have a half Nelson join to a cadence, and then we see immediately after that a bauble join. Now the half Nelson join is quite an interesting one. We see this join, you'll see this described in the table on page 49 of the book, taking you from somewhere resolved to some new place. This is done in other songs, such as the bridge of Have You Met Miss Jones, and also you'll see it in the song Lady Bird. Now the bridge of You Met Miss Jones does the half Nelson join twice, and then it does a bauble join, just like this song does here. So you actually see the half Nelson into a cadence followed by a bauble join, exactly the same in the bridge of Have You Met Miss Jones. And the last thing I wanted to observe was that in the Lady Bird, we see this turnaround, which some people call the bebop turnaround, where you start on chord 1, then you go to flat 3, and you go to flat 6, and then you go to either 5 or flat 2. Doesn't really matter which, because they're tritone substitutes of each other. So in effect, this bebop turnaround is what we have in the first four measures of What's New, worth bearing in mind as well. So the Ladybird turnaround, as it's known, could be thought of as being on half Nelson joined to a cadence, and then a bauble joined to a launcher. That's it. Hope that's useful.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.